Why are children and students such a big deal to us here at Community Church? We'll try to answer that question. Why are children and students such a big deal? In fact, they're one of the main visions. We have four lanes in our vision, and one of those lanes is just taking up with children and youth. Why are they a big deal? Well, let's go to God's Word. Psalm 127, for those who are new with us, anytime the scripture's up there on the screen, I want you to read it. Let's read it out loud together. Okay, Psalm 127. Children are a gift from the Lord. Children are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Happy is the man who has his bag full of arrows. They will not be defeated when they fight their enemies. Let's try it again, that first statement. Children are a what? Come on, let's try it again. Everyone participating. Children are a gift. Now, all the parents are struggling right now, but let's just try it as parents. Let's say it together. Children are a gift from. It seems that the Lord loves giving gifts. He's a gift giver. And one of the gifts he loves giving is the gift of children. So the first reason I want us to put down in our notes why children and students are a big deal is because they are a gift, not just from anybody, but children and students, they are a gift from the Lord. Now, what in the world does that mean? Well, I want to submit to you, it means that every single one of us, if we pull back, every single one of us in this room, we are gifts from the Lord. Why? Because all of us came as what? As, getting weak on me, all of us came as what? As children. Every single one of us, if this is true, if we take Scripture seriously, are a gift from the Lord. Turn to somebody right now and say, you're a gift from the Lord. Go ahead. You're a gift. Turn to the other person you don't want to talk to. Tell them you're a gift that you ignored. You're a gift. You're a gift from the Lord. It means that, it also means that every single one of us, not just children, especially students, but all of us are a gift from the Lord. But it also means that we have tremendous value. I want you to think about this. You don't give gifts by accident. You give gifts on purpose, by design, because you wanted to. Every person under the sound of my voice, you're here because God wants you here. It does not matter if your family wanted you to be here or not. You have value because God wanted you to be here. Children are a gift from the Lord. I'm going to say it again. I'm reasoning with you. You can disagree, but reason with me. You don't give gifts by accident. I'm not going to go to Jill and say on this coming November, we're celebrating 20 years of marriage. How many do amen, 20 years. So we come to November and I say, well, honey, I'm going to get you some flowers if the florist just by accident, gets the wrong address and he comes up to our house and just by accident he rings the doorbell and happens to have some flowers and you open the door and I'll give you some flowers that way. Jill, but that, by the way, that's not how you build a successful relationship. It just doesn't happen that way. You say, well, of course, you're not even making sense. Of course it doesn't happen that way. You have to intentionally give a gift. You are here intentionally. Whether you believe it or not, I'm telling you the truth. You are here because God wanted you here. Well, Pastor Charlie, I'm not sure my mom or my dad wanted you. Yes, but God wanted you here. You are a gift from the Lord, the unique you. Now, think about this just for a moment. God could have given anything, right? He's God. He could have given any kind of gift, but he gave you. You. Your unique you, your unique DNA, your unique personality, God gave the gift of you. And I just want you to stop and think just how valuable each one of us are, especially children, but every one of us are a gift from the Lord. It's like the Lord were putting a gift, a present And you know how you make presents and you put to and you put from. It was like the Lord saying, to the world, wrapped you up. Said, to the world, from God. It's like he wrapped you up and said, the family, from the Lord. So again, back to, we believe here at Community Church that every person, especially children and students, are here by divine appointment from the Lord. Two, we can put every child, every student, every person that walks into the doors. This is what we believe. Two, Community Church from the Lord. I just jumped right into this, and I know many of us, we're going to blink and be out of here, and I pray, Holy Spirit, that you come. You know, to receive a gift from the Lord, if you actually receive it like it is, I'm wrestling with people's thinking right now, because a lot hinges on what you believe. If we receive a gift from the Lord as it really is a gift from him, it comes with benefits. However, if we don't receive that gift as it really is coming from him, we can end up missing the benefits and the things that the Lord wants to give us. I remember when I graduated from college and came home for a little bit, I was getting ready to go to law school, and Dad asked me, hey son, will you help with our teenagers for a little bit? We were between youth pastors, didn't have a youth pastor, and I was like, oh gosh, whatever, okay, yeah, I can help with them. This is what I thought, I can babysit some middle school and high school. There's about 15 of them. Our church was small. Just thought, you know, just order some pizza, get some 2-liter Coke bottles, and just put them in a room, make sure they don't hurt each other, you know. That's what I thought about youth ministry. And this is going to sound arrogant. In fact, it is arrogant. But I thought, man, this is what I was thinking in my heart. I'll never tell anybody. But here I am, a college graduate, hanging out with these, you know, little teenagers running around. I thought, man, they're really lucky. To be hanging out with me. I'm a gift. I didn't use these words, but to them. I mean, look at them. And I'll never forget this as long as I live, because it was like a conversion. It was like I was being saved. Like moving from one type of thinking to just a completely change of mind and a different person. That's what this was like to me. I remember there's about 8 or 10 kids, and we met at my parents' house, and we separated the teenage boys and the teenage girls. The teenage girls went upstairs, and the teenage boys went downstairs, and we were going to have a little prayer time. There was probably, there was probably 4 of them. I remember sitting there, you know, fresh, you know. I didn't walk like that, but I just thought I was just like, and I was like, you know, what's up, guys? What you going through? What's happening? And I remember one, I'm not going to use any names, but one kid was sitting there, and he was just kind of socially super awkward. I mean, just super. Another kid that was there, just a real bad case of acne. Just kind of wouldn't look up, give you eye contact, you know, just. The other kid, just no sports, no. I just want to stop right here. Do you remember what it was like to be in middle school? Especially if you were in middle school or high school and you looked different, maybe you didn't fit in. Maybe you wanted to look like somebody else, but you didn't. Anyways, we're going around there saying stuff, and I'm just like, whatever. I'm still got this attitude, you know. These kids are lucky to be hanging around, you know. In fact, I think I remember one of the kids saying, I wish I could, and he named a more athletic kid. He said, I wish I could be like him. So anyways, we joined hands, we began to pray, and it was in prayer. I didn't ask for this. It wasn't because Charlie's some, no, I'm just telling you how ugly I am. But in prayer, the Spirit of God spoke to me, and this is the conversion. It was like being saved all over again. He spoke into my heart and said, you're not a gift to these kids. They're a gift to you. How many know when the Lord speaks to you? I don't know how he speaks to you. When he speaks to me, a lot of times he's like correcting me, you know, like telling me something I really need to hear. He's really trying to save me, really trying to save us when he speaks to us. But he even went a step further. You're not a gift to them. They're a gift to you. Really, God was changing my perspective. This is an opportunity I'm giving you to bless you. You being down in this basement with these kids in a prayer circle is for your benefit. You getting the change? Some of us are missing the blessing because we still think we're the gift. And God has sent you gifts all around. They're gifts from the Lord. And when we see it that way, it changes our mind. But the Lord went a step further in my heart. He said, not only are you not a gift to them, but they're a gift to you. But it's not going to be you who teach them things, but they're going to teach you some things. Wow. I remember sitting there in prayer, and I knew it was the Lord. And I began to cry out to him. And from that moment, God just cut my heart and changed my mind, my whole perspective. In fact, it went so far that I disenrolled from law school, signed up for seminary, and I became the youth pastor here at this church, and I absolutely just ate it up and loved it, thought I'd died and gone to heaven just to be around teenagers. Why? Because God changed my perspective. They're a gift to you. And wow, I think any parent knows that when you have a child and after a while you start realizing this child is teaching me a lot. This child is growing me up, showing me things. It's humbling when you see a little three-year-old you running around throwing a temper tantrum. But it's you. You. A gift from the Lord. And Father, I just pause right now and pray, God, that there would be a mind shift, Lord, a heart shift, a change. Or, Lord, just a reminding, wash over us, Lord. Lord, that child, that student, that, in fact, Lord, that colleague or that person, instead of being a pain or something I need to avoid, or Lord, help me to see it as a scent. Gift from you to work some change and some benefit in me. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, all of us said, children are a gift from the Lord. Number two, I want to submit to you that children and students are not just a peripheral ministry. You know, if we have some leftover in the budget, you know, just let's do something for the little guys. No, they're the absolute key for the mission of God succeeding. What is the mission of God? The mission to bring hope, healing, blessing, justice, life, strength, new beginnings, all the things that the kingdom of God represents. That mission is hinging on there being arrows in the quiver. I want to go back to the scripture and consider it carefully. Children, this is Psalm 127. Children are a gift from the Lord. They are like what? Arrows in the hand of what? Of a mighty warrior. Now, just go ahead and picture the church. Happy is the man who has his bag or his quiver full of those arrows. Why? Because he will not be what? But woe to the person that doesn't have any arrows. Woe to the church that doesn't have any young people in it. Happy, listen to me, happy is the church that is full of arrows. What's another way of saying it? Happy is the church that's full of young people in it. And it takes an older generation that takes their eyes off of themselves and says, listen, we don't have to do church our way and lose the next generation. It's not about us, but it's about them. And it's about shaping these arrows so that as they are launched from this place, they will hit the mark for which God created them, and they will bring blessing and help and strength and justice to the world. Arrows in the hand of a mighty warrior. Father, I pray that the church would be like that mighty warrior, that would be able to pull arrows, that would be able to pull children out of the bowels of its ministry and send them off to college, not to lose their faith, but to hit the mark for which they were created. So when we think about arrows, just quickly, as we begin to wrap up, we think about this is how we see the mission of our church, every child, every student like an arrow. Three critical parts to an arrow: the shaft, point, and the fletching, the feathers. By far, the largest part of the arrow is the shaft. This shaft represents the family. By far, the greatest impact on a child or a student's life is the family. The shaft can be crooked, can be bent, can be just off, you know, just slightly. So when it's launched out, the chances of it really soaring, hitting the mark, succeeding, are limited. Sir, ma'am, I want to ask you, how's your family? How's the family doing? This point here represents a child's learning, their mind, their education, the way they're thinking. That point can be sharp. We pray that it's sharp. It's honed. God gave us, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and your strength. And we pray that that mind is sharp. So when it's launched, that when it hits the mark, it sinks in and sticks. Doesn't bounce off. Doesn't, when the, you know, difficulties come, and they will. Challenges come, and they will. Different philosophies come, and they will. It doesn't just fall out the mark, but it penetrates and sinks in and hits the mark for which God created it. Then we have these feathers that represents child's thinking, their faith, confidence in God. My beliefs, they guide the arrow. You see, if there's no feathers here, there's no fletching here, this arrow can be all over the, will not hit the mark. But when my beliefs are right and my thinking's right about God, my thinking's right about myself, and great guidance to be able to hit the mark. And I said all that to say what? This is what we see the mission of this church is: to impact all three of these. Come alongside the family. Do you know that no matter how broken your family of origin is, or maybe how broken your family is right now, that you can be a part of the family of God? Adopted into his family through Christ, and come alongside and begin to straighten out that shaft and that arrow. We try to help with the education and with the with the guidance and the correct thinking week in and week out. That's the way I see my job. One of my main jobs is I'm wrestling with people's thinking. Trying to get people, not just children and students, adults, to think correctly about how they're living their life and to think correctly about the Lord. Children, the key for success, for the mission of God. I want to stop right now and just answer a question. That's why. Hope I'm putting the pieces together. That's why at this church, when I say children and students, that's why we do children's church the way we do children's church. By the way, we would do a whole bunch more, but it takes more of us seeing the vision and believing what I'm saying right now and being a part. That's why I was up here saying we need more workers. We need more people. That's why we do fire escape the way we do fire escape. This year we launched something we've never done before. We're hosting a party for teenagers for the entire DMV area, not just Loudoun County, and paying for that party. Do you know that this year we've had over 1,200 new students come to this church since 2019? Cray, cray. That's crazy. Just heard a story just last night. So every month we're throwing a countywide, just region-wide party. Had over 400 kids here last night. There's a girl that's getting baptized. She's been inviting her friends to the weekend, and her friends started coming. Two of them came to the weekend, and they started talking. She said, "Well, I'm getting baptized this Sunday. What's baptism mean?" They said, "Well," she began to explain best she could what baptism was. And she said, "Well, let me introduce you to our youth pastor." She took him over to Mike, and they met Mike, and Mike began to talk to him about the love of God. Kid never heard it before. Had come to the weekend, and before they were done, Mike was praying with them. They invited Jesus to come into their heart and to receive the love of God on the inside of them. Isn't that wonderful? That just happened last night. I mean, Friday night. What's happening? Fletching's being added on. What's that fletching? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whoever trusts in him has confidence in him will not perish but have everlasting life. God didn't send his son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. God demonstrates his love towards us in that even while we were his enemies, he fought for us. He's not waiting for you, sir, ma'am, to get your act together. He already loves you right now, just the way you are. I hear so many people, "When I get my act together, then I'll get baptized." You missed it. That's not the good news. The good news is God loves you right now. He's not waiting for you to get your act together. He's the very one who wants to help you get your act together if you just open up to him. It's different fletching. It's a different way of thinking, I know. God is not against you. He is for you. He's always. And so what's happening now? We're coming along and the shaft is being straightened out and a new point is being, and oh, there's opportunity now to hit the mark. I was thinking, so that's why we do the fire escape youth meeting and those parties. And that's why we do our, you know, this isn't very popular for churches today, but that's why this church has a Christian school, Virginia Academy. We're shaping arrows. This past Friday, we graduated the largest class in our school's history. 37 arrows were launched out of this church, and they were graduated. That kid on the video, that kid, Colin, who was playing the drums, came to us when he was 13 years old. Without hope, without, just came to our youth group, and there went my arrow, just, okay. He came to our youth group. Struggling in school, this church rallied. We scholarship kids. How do we scholarship kids? It's through us together, giving financially. This Friday, his grandma and mom were sitting there and watched him walk across. There was no chance that was going to happen. Walked across and grabbed his diploma. Another lady I was talking to, I said, met a mom. I said, "How'd you come to," she had a daughter that graduated. "How'd you come to Virginia Academy?" She said, "Well, 2 years ago, my daughter was in a, can't tell you everything she was into, but it was a mess. She was a mess. And I didn't know where to turn. And I heard about Virginia Academy. I came to Virginia Academy, and I talked to Principal Feathers, and we went through the whole interview process, and I knew as I was telling him, answering all the questions about my daughter, that she was not going to be admitted into school. And at the very end of the interview, he said, "I think we'll be able to take her." And I can't believe I said this, but I said, "Well, why?" And he said, Principal Feather said, "It's because it's our mission." Did you just hear me? It's not just his. It's what? It's our mission. Students and children. Why? Because we're wanting to shape some arrows. And this one came in all broken. Tears in her eyes, the mom said, and there she is. And I looked over. She had her robe on and her gown and her graduate hat. Was shining, sparkling, just smiling. She goes, "She's a different person." And I got to tell you, Pastor, we go to Catholic church regularly, but it's this place that saved my daughter. That's why we do not only Virginia Academy, but we run one of the largest summer camp in the county, just bringing in kids. Lord, help us to impact them, to shape them, Lord. In fact, can we just stop right now? If you work, serve, help out in children's ministry, See Kids, or Fire Escape, or Virginia Academy, or Triple C, almost said Ranch, but I didn't. Those at Triple C will appreciate that. Triple C Camp. Would you stand? Just let us honor you. You're helping shape the next generation. Come on. Woo! All right. Thank you. I'm looking around. Arrow shapers. Hit the mark. Now, don't sit down. Everyone who's standing, I want you to turn around to some people and say, around you, say, "Help us out for God's sakes." Come on, tell them, seriously, half of this church should be standing right now. Why? Because the war hinges on this right here. Us being able to shoot them out in a strong way where they go out and hit the mark for God. Come on, let's pray. Let's bow our heads just right now. Lord, there's someone under the sound of my voice whose heart's crying out. My kids aren't where they should be. My grandkids, Come on, if that's you, I just want you to begin to pray right now. You have access to God. Begin to pray. Lord, I pray for them, Lord. Lord, I thank you that they're not in this struggle alone, Lord. That you established the church on the earth to come alongside and strengthen the tip of that arrow and the shaft. Help shape that shaft. Put some guidance, Lord, onto that arrow, Lord. And I pray for the parents and the families and the sound of my voice, Lord, that, Lord, even those who have been on the periphery, Lord, I pray that today, Lord, there would be an all out. I'm getting in the game again. And Lord, I pray, God, that every family, Lord, that's a part of this church, we're not going to lose one of our kids. I just pray for it, God. And I pray, Lord, that the seed of the righteous would be mighty and do great things in the earth. Lord, things that we haven't even seen yet, wonderful things. We believe it and pray for it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. All of us said, come on, all of us said, amen, amen, amen.